Голос Русинів Америка.
Добрий вечір, дами і панове, і вітайте на релацію «Голос Русинів Америки». Приходимо к вам кожну неділю на станицю Русин FM о пів четвертої години у Піттсбургу, а пів десятої години у Пріашові. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to «Голос Русинів Америки». Voice of Russians in America, the Carpatho Russian Society Heritage Program, brought to you each and every Sunday at 3:30 p.m. Eastern, 9:30 p.m. Central European Time on Russin FM, archived on our media page, c-rsmedia.org. I am your host, Dean Paloka, and today is Sunday, February 14th, 2021. Happy Valentine's Day to everyone. Hopefully, you bought your Valentine some flowers, chocolates, or some other gift. In addition to it being Valentine's Day, it is also the last day of what is known as Pushanya for those of us on the new calendar. Tomorrow starts the journey of the great fast for many of us. I will tell you a bit more about this last weekend before the great fast called Pushanya, which is part of the larger carnival season, as we would know as Mardi Gras. In Russian, it's called Fashenge, which started from Theophany until today. We start off today's broadcast with two selections from the Zakarpatsky Narodny Khor.
Наплаю вівці пасуть, наплаю, наплаю, а я стою. Thank you.
As mentioned at the beginning of the broadcast, today is Cheese Fair Sunday for those on the new calendar, and it is also the last day of what is known as Pushanya. Pushanya is the last weekend before the beginning of the Great Fast. It is the farewell to the carnival season of Fashanga. Now, Fashanga is the Russian term for the merrymaking, and its origin is in the German word Fasching, which means carnival celebration with excessive merriment. This period began the day after Theophany and ended today, Cheese Fair Sunday. Every Sunday in the village, there would be a dance for the youthful villagers. And today, being the last day of Pushanya, there would have been a grand dance. Now, in this grand dance, they would sort of get out all of the merriment, if you want to call it that, because starting that next day, the beginning of the Great Fast, at least when I was growing up, there was no entertainment whatsoever. You didn't go to the movies, you didn't go to sporting events, you didn't go anywhere. So that was sort of the idea, is you have the one last thing before the beginning of the Great Fast. During the Fashanga period, it was natural that more Russian marriages occurred than in any other period of the year. According to one priest in the Svidnik district, at one time there were 30 marriages during this Fashanga period. One tradition in this Fashanga period is that of the spinning bees. Spinning bees were get-togethers by married women in one house and unmarried women in a different house where they would be spinning the thread. Husbands would be taking care of domestic animals at the time, and the young eligible men would masquerade as ghosts or scarecrows, and they would visit the spinners. After these costumed boys would scare the unmarried women, they were usually offered food and refreshments where they talked with the young ladies while waiting to escort them home. This was sort of the Facebook of the old day, if you want to call it that. The end of Pushanya, a Cheese Fair Sunday. After all the merriment, the wives cleaned and scoured the pots and pans of any fat and grease as they prepared themselves for the 7-week absence from meat, milk, and other dairy products. The chief meal during this great fast period is a soup called zavaryanka, made of potatoes and homemade sauerkraut. Next, we have two songs for the end of this Fashanga period. We have Fashanga, Fashanga, and Pushanya, which talks about eating all the kibasi before the end.
Fashanga, Fashanga, Sneshami Zavami, Anetak Zavami, Yagzaudakami, Anetak Zavami, Yagzaudakami, Fashanga, Fashanga, Fashanga. Thank you.
Even though this broadcast is sponsored by the Carpatha Russian Society, we still need your support, ladies and gentlemen, to help keep us on the air. As we celebrate our 18th year of broadcasting, I ask you all to send me $18. Yes, we went to Russian FM and we're paying less than we would on a terrestrial station here in the Pittsburgh area, but we still incur costs and we still need to pay for this time. If you'd like to make a donation, please get in touch with me, Dean Paloka, at area code 412-877-9351. 412-877-9351. We will also have two special Easter broadcasts this year, Sunday, April 4th, and Sunday, May 2nd. So, if you're interested or would like to make a donation, that's Dean Paloka, 412-877-9351, or send me some email at this address, dean.paloka@gmail.com.
For life, building for your future, working. fraternally yours.
For more information on member benefits such as life insurance, annuities, and Medicare supplement plans that the GCU offers, please give them a call toll-free at 1-800-722-4428. You can also check out all of their rates and products online by logging onto their webpage, GCUUSA.com, GCUUSA.com, or give them a call toll-free at 1-800-722-4428, 1-800-722-4428, or you can send them some email at this address, info@GCUUSA.com. info@GCUUSA.com.
Terbeje, otwór mi lat were, niech ja widim, aj nie widim, kto leży przy tebe. Niech ja widim, aj nie widim, kto leży przy tebe. Szuchajczyk malowany na obydwie strony.
Z jednej strony liczka, sypo maruszyczka,
a z tej drugiej strony prawej moju prymny frajer. A z tej drugiej strony prawej moju prymny frajer.
If you are a member of the Carpatha Rusyn Society, then we are looking for you. Explore volunteering with the Carpatha Rusyn Society. There will be a meeting on Sunday, February 21st, beginning at 1 p.m. Coordinator Bill Tarkulich will provide details on various types of projects, programs, and work the Carpatha Rusyn Society will be doing in 2021 and beyond. You can ask all your questions, details about each job, the amount of time required, work from home, and everything else. So that is Explore Volunteering with the Carpatha Rusyn Society online meeting Sunday afternoon, February 21st at 1 p.m. To register, please go to our webpage, c-rs.org, hover over events, and click Our Events. c-rs.org, Events, Our Events.
Už vaše engel prišli, jaša nebo dala. Už vaše engel prišli, jaša nebo dala. Moja rod Marija, moja rod Marija, moja rod. Pohári ostala moja Rozmaria, moja Rozmaria, moja Rozmaria, pohári ostala.
we sign off today, ladies and gentlemen, just a reminder that the Carpatha Russian Society's webpage has a new genealogy forum for you to visit. Go to c-rs.org and you'll see it right there on the welcome screen. Discover your Russian roots. Research your family history, share stories, photos, and more. So visit the forum or the genealogy home by going to our webpage, c-rs.org, and it's right there in the middle, c-rs.org. Also, you can listen to Holos Rusinyu America, the Carpatha Russian Society Heritage Program, any time of the day or night. Go to our media page, c-rsmedia.org, to find today's broadcast and all of the archives beginning in 2004. That's c-rsmedia.org. Thank you for joining me today on Holos Rusinyu America, Voice of Russians in America, the Carpatha Russian Society Heritage Program. Join me again next Sunday at 3:30 p.m. Eastern, 9:30 p.m. Central European Time, here on Russin FM for another broadcast. And don't forget, you don't have to just listen to Russin FM during our broadcast. They have wonderful programming with great Russin songs and other things such as liturgies, both Greek Catholic and Orthodox on Sundays, and other programming specifically for Carpatha Russians. So visit Russin FM. Russin FM, not just today, but every day. We'll see you all next Sunday. Trimajtesya krasny tyzhden. S Bohom.
Rusinyu America.